looked away from the markets after seeing negativity in this cattle. Not so much now. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Kyle Bumstead joining us today out of Allendale. And we look at the fact, and you said it best, you just can't keep a cattle market down. And we've had five great days of solid finishes and maybe a day number six as we get ready to close today.
That's right, Susan. If we close higher today, it's day number six here in this cattle complex of higher trade. And this morning here on Thursday, it's an abbreviated week. And speaking of which, today's Thursday. Normally, live cattle options expire on Friday, but since there is no ag markets tomorrow, they expire today at the close, and first notice day is on Monday. So we've got that to contend with. We sort of what some would say gap lower here after yesterday's move here, and then we traded several dollars lower, and now we're trading higher here on the day in both the feeders and the live cattle. In fact, we got live cattle up about $1.15 to $1.30 across the board, and feeders up $1.65 to $1.85 across the board. So we are seeing a decent recovery here off this morning close. Now, some of this, and I really think this is what's coming off of, it's the heels of potentially some higher cash trades. Just right around noon here, we did see 243 bid by a regional here in Kansas. We did see a major pay at 245.5 in Iowa. That may have been delivered cattle, but not sure which way that's going there. I'm not sure if those are delivered or who's paying the freight there. There's guys pricing cattle at 390. There's call-ins at regionals and majors here passing at 380. So I think things could get interesting here after the close. We started off here about 10 o'clock. There were 240 bids in Nebraska getting passed. And once we started hearing that cash, the cash bids kind of out there, we started kind of firming up a little bit. So things did take a turn here once we got a little bit of cash news started going.
And that cash has always seems to have been waiting as a week till the very end as of the last, couple of weeks. Is it just the motivation of packers wanting it cheaper and producers holding out for bigger money?
I think that is the case. Yes, I do. I think that is the case. I mean, everybody's kind of seeing who's going to make the first move here. I mean, you're kind of what some would call a Mexican standoff here. So, who's going to make the first move? Is the packer going to bid, or is the feed yard going to offer, and what's things doing? So that's kind of what it's been here lately. Now, there has kind of been a downfall here recently to, doing that. We have seen cattle weights, marching higher. But when we take a look at cattle weights here, this week, we did see the cattle weights did post a needed decline here from week over week here. And this would be data here from a couple of weeks ago when we kind of had that first warm spell. We did see that the steer weights and the heifer weights and the all-life cattle weights were lower here by a substantial amount here. I think we're down down 7 or 8 pounds here on the steers. And the heifers, they were down a few pounds as well, too. So that is something that definitely steer weights were down 5 pounds and dressed heifer weights down 4 pounds, 899. So the year-over-year comparison did show the needed decrease here, and that compares with last year. They dropped from plus 42 pounds. Now they're plus 34 pounds over last year. So heifers were 32 pounds over last year. Now they're 29 pounds over last year. And on a percentage basis, the weights fell from plus 4.2% year-over-year to now 3.5% year-over-year. So, yes, we do have lower numbers, but we're still fighting the weight issue out here. But I do think as we move on into summer, this headcount issue is going to get to be a real issue here. Once we get into the hot months here, we could start to lose some weight and the headcount, too. And that could definitely trim up the beef production here quite a bit.
Well, let's look at the grain side of everything. And no surprise, we're just chasing headlines once again.
Again, everybody on Thursday night thought the president was going to say something and really said nothing. And, here we sit. I mean, you're sitting here on Friday afternoon, Thursday afternoon here going into a 3-day weekend. Not surprising to see corn and beans, steadied off their highs a little bit. We've got the beans down 1¾ to 2¾ across the board. We got corn half lower in the front, and it's 1½ higher out in the back in the December. So not surprising here to see some of that action here, a little bit of risk off going into the weekend. We are seeing a little bit of carry getting built in here as we move towards the close here on a Friday, on a Thursday afternoon. So definitely some things here that are shaping up here. Looks like some protection being played.
And the markets, I think, just need this holiday break more than anything.
I think so. Yeah, I think so too. And I think, things could be interesting here on Monday as far as all of them here to kind of see what happens as we got digested. We had a lot of things happen this week. We had a USDA and the quarterly grain stocks report and prospective acreage plannings report, which we started trading weather about 5 minutes after those numbers came out. And then we also had end of the quarter here on Tuesday as well, too. So a lot of big, a lot of macro things affected these markets here this week. along with a three-day weekend or a shortened trading week as well.
All right. Kyle Bumstead joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Thursday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.